songwriters celebrate songwriters. We love each other, more or less. And, well, it's an art to be able to write a song and then record it and put it out and have other people listen to it. And joining us in the studio is Pamela Law and Jack Petroselli. Good morning, friends.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's so great to have you guys here.
Great to be here. Wonderful.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you have a show tonight, Pamela. You're playing at a great place in Catskill. Also on the bill is Sandy Bell. What's happening? You got a new single coming out, so, well, we're excited.
Yeah, I have an album released a little under 2 years ago called The Ones I Love, which was co-written with my collaborator here, Jack Petroselli. We recorded it up here kind of in the middle of COVID and then kind of towards the end of COVID, and it was a fantastic experience connecting with this area. And now I continue to write. We're working on a new album, and we have a single coming out today called You Are Beauty. I just absolutely love the area. I've enjoyed all the venues, and I'm so excited to play the Avalon Lounge.
Well, you have some new stuff coming out today. You have a new single. And when it comes to inspiration, you told us that you love the area, but where do you get your inspiration from to put out these songs?
You know, so often I'll be drifting off to sleep or waking up in the morning with melodies and lyrics and stories that I sing into my phone. In the old days, I had one of those voice recorders next to my bed, but now it's my phone, which has about 1,400 little recordings on it. And then, so it's these little essential kind of origin ideas that I develop from there. And Jack's a wonderful collaborator. He hears the value in these initial ideas, and now, we work developing them together.
Jack, is there an instrument that you don't like or don't play?
No, it's not. And, you know, a while ago, it's nice to be able to play a bunch of different musics, different instruments. It certainly helped keep me employed. Yeah. But there was a point where I had to put the accordion down because there's only so much time in the day, you know. But wow. all those instruments come in handy. You know, one of the things that Pamela just said about having all these voice messages and writing music, she turned me on. We're currently taking this songwriting class with Brian Eno online. It's more like production than anything else, but the little tidbits that he says go a long way about inspiration and this and that. And, you know, one of them, of course, is just going with what happens in the first 5 minutes, right? I mean, you've heard all of these quotes, no matter who it's from, as far as, like, you know, creativity is 5%, 95% is the inspiration, you know, what you do with that. So we were just working the last 2 days in the studio with a fellow musician, Will Bryant, and we had this idea for this one tune, and Pamela walked in with her voice recording, and she's like, but could it be like this? And you never want to say no, because why not? You know, I mean, it was challenging, but it was so worth it. We really got something beautiful and unique.
So you had something already composed, and then she brought a melody with her vocal in and said, can we try it like this?
Yep.
And you and Will transposed whatever you did to fit her.
Yeah, it was just a wonderful experience with that.
It's kind of like diving off a high dive. You know, it's a bit of a risk to go off the plan. But so far, especially with such talented musicians as Jack and Will Bryant, it's incredible. It opens this other dimension of magic.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing. Like Neil Young would only record something, and if he doesn't get it on the first or second take, they move on.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's where the magic is.
Yeah.
And like songs like a Hurricane, it fades in and it fades out. And he said, well, it was 17 minutes long. And that's the song. The rest of it we cut away, which is kind of cool. And he didn't do it again. He just used what he had. And, well, we love that song. Now, Jack, you also have produced and, well, worked with so many artists. The first introduction I had to you was with Joan Osborne, and you guys are pretty close working partners. Now you've done a lot of things together.
Yeah, Joan and I been working together on and off since 1988.
Wow.
And that goes back to their days in New York City of playing the West Village from, you know, from like 9 to 4 a.m. in the morning, that kind of thing. You know, it's been wonderful. When I mean, the same with Pamela. I've known Pamela now for close to 30 years.
And you know, Pamela, you've been recording music and making music for that long?
Yeah, I started in a band called 7 Day Diary. We were signed to Warner Brothers during the grunge rock years. We were just in college still making music together and part of the San Francisco flurry of signings. And Four Non Blondes was in there, Counting Crows. We sang backgrounds for Counting Crows.
Wow.
And then I moved, after the record industry started dissolving, I moved to New York because I was also a session singer. And then Jack and I met right then.
So you were assigned to a session that Jack was producing?
I was a producer, actually, was recording me, and we were doing demos to shop to labels, and Jack was hired to be the guitar player on one of those sessions.
Oh, cool.
And we bonded right away, and we've been working together ever since.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And how lucky you both are.
Yeah,
so lucky. Sure.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah. Now, Pamela, if somebody who hasn't heard your music had to receive a description from you, how would you pigeonhole yourself in three words?
Well, I've been referred to as alt country, but I've got a lot of California in me. So California alt country.
Huh. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and I love the collage process of using textured samples and beats and sounds from the world that you can incorporate into layers of the recording process.
And do you do that?
That's what we're doing now. The record that I released a couple years ago, The Ones I Love, was based on my upbringing. My parents are both Texans. I was born in Houston, but then they moved to San Francisco. But it was kind of the comfort of the country music roots that are in my family. And now I'm evolving to include some of the more beats and textures, but integrating them into my alt country foundation and origins.
That's a pretty cool description. And well, the song Dry My Tears from that album, where'd you come up with this one?
This one was
like Dry My Tears. Well, just, you know, the title of the song says a lot in itself.
Yeah, this one also came from a waking up with lyrics in the middle of the night and writing them down. And it was the original lyrics for this song were, "Let the angels sway, let the wind dry my tears." Like, I'm not going to do anything to dry my tears. I'm going to let the wind dry my tears. I'm going to have tears. I'm going to let the wind dry them. And I'm going to move forward.
Well, let's hear the song. This is Pamela Laws. She's got a gig tonight in Catskill. Pamela, what's the website?
It's PamelaLaws.com.
And that's where you can get all the information about tonight's show in Catskill. Here's Dry My Tears, Pamela Laws, 98.1 KZE. This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. That's a great tune from Pamela Laws called Dry My Tears. She's performing tonight at a place that starts with an A in Catskill, ends with an N, rhymes with Mavalon. And you can't miss this show. It's going to be a great one. Now, Pamela, you have an incredible band besides the one and only Jack Petroselli as part of your band, and I can only imagine the sounds that he contributes to your full sound, because he plays the keyboards, the tambourine, and the guitar. Hand claps like it's nobody else's business. But who else is playing with you, Pamela?
Yeah, on this song, Larry Campbell played mandolin and the guitar solo. Mm. We were so honored to have him in the studio with us.
Beautiful.
We recorded at Justin Gwip's place in Red Hook.
Oh, cool.
And it's Adam Bernstein on bass, Rich Pagano on drums. Will Bryant's on piano on that too. Yeah, a host of others. And who are we playing with tonight?
Yeah, tonight in Catskill, who's
Tonight in the band, we have Jack and Will, and we also have the great honor of having Cindy Cashdollar on stage with us. Absolutely phenomenal.
Cindy has played and plays with some of the finest musicians on earth, which will include you folks. She will add some great sounds. Everything she plays is spot on. And Jack, you're going to be doing something with Cindy in the future?
Yeah, Cindy and I are doing a duo. We're playing at the local on March 2nd.
Cool. That should be great, just as a duo.
Actually, we have Brandon Morrison on bass.
Cool.
Yep, featuring Brandon, cool. So it's a trio.
Well, we love Will and Brandon and the dudes from the building, and they record up there in Marlboro, and they make some great sounds. And Pamela, what do you have coming up in the future?
Actually, today I'm releasing a song called You Are Beauty. It's one of the first songs we've recorded on the next album I'll be releasing. Cool.
And when will the next album be available?
I'm guessing in the fall we'll be releasing.
So you're still working on the actual songs. It's not even towards mixing or getting the artwork or anything.
We're writing and recording the songs right now.
Cool.
And at the pace we're going, I'd say we'll have a release in the fall.
Well, it's a wonderful time to harvest that creativity. Thanks. So enjoy it.
Thanks.
It's a cool thing. So let the muse follow you. And well, Jack and Pamela, thank you so much for being part of the Up and Running Morning Show.
Thanks
it's so great.
Us.
Thank you so
much. And Jack, you can catch him. You probably have some big shows coming up with the Fab Foe.
We got the Magical Mystery Camp up at Full Moon Resort, and that is June 24th, 25th, 26th. If you don't know about it, it's a great series that they have up there. And our headliner is Peter Asher. We have Steve Forbert, Joan Osborne, and a host of Beatles scholars. So you can come up and spend a couple nights, great accommodations, great food, and hear the Fab Foe play, and like a little mini Beatle Fest in a beautiful area.
It's such an incredible, mind-opening, uplifting event. And if you love the Beatles like I do, you feel at home no matter what. Everyone around you is smiling, and well, you can ask somebody something and somebody else will give you the answer to a Beatles question that you just wanted to know about your whole life. I mean, it's kind of amazing.
You can certainly be out nerded very easily.
Just when you think you know a lot, there's people who can blow your mind.
It's very true.
But that's what's fun. And you can take a deep dive into a lot of different bands at the Full Moon Resort. And Pamela, any other dates coming up?
I don't have any live dates booked right now, except for a date in California on July 10th. We'll be doing a small tour there in the midst of finishing up recording this new album.
All right. Well, next time you bring it around New York, let us know, and we'd love to have the band in or something and hear you play live. It'll be cool.
Wonderful. I can't wait for that. And also, I've got Instagram at Pamela Laws Music, and Facebook, I'm Pamela Laws. That's LAWS. And if you're curious about what's going on with us, you can find all the details there.
Do you have a www?
Yeah, www.pamelalaws.com.
All right. And Jack, how can folks get in touch with you?
Oh, Instagram under my name. Same deal. Thank you.
Oh, you'd have to spell your last name.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. Okay. You'll find me.
This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. Just break out your Google or whatever you search on, and you'll find both Pamela Laws and Jack Petroselli online. This is 98.1 KZE. Don't miss out on the show tonight, 8 o'clock in Catskill, also with Sandy Bell on the bill, and the one and only Cindy Cashdollar will be there as well. So stay tuned for more here on the Up and Running Morning Show, 98.1 KZE.